Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you'll do this each Sunday morning as we endeavor to look at a message of truth. We also encourage you to watch our TV program that airs right after this broadcast on Public Access Channel number 6 on your television entitled Searching the Scripture. Please give a look. It runs from 8 to 8:30. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. These radio broadcasts are there on MP3 files. All our TV programs are there that can be downloaded and viewed. And also there's a host of other Bible-related material. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given our meeting time for our services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You'll always be warmly received. Our only desire is to have you come and study and worship God with us, that we might show you the need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, that could begin here and last throughout all eternity. We're looking at an overview of the Bible, and we're in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. We're down to chapter number 8. We're going to begin this morning by reading the entirety of chapter number 8. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven seals who were stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar, and he was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thundering, lightnings, and earthquake. So then seven angels, who had seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown down to the earth. A third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. Then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. And a third of the living creatures of the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Then the third angel sounded, with a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became Wormwood, and many men died from the water because it made it bitter. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened, and a third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. And I looked, and I heard another angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the remaining blast of the trumpet, and the three angels who are about to sound." Now, in this particular chapter, we have the seventh seal, and also the seven angels with the seven trumpets. Seven, again, remember, in numerology, is a number of perfection. We see the incense in verses 3 through 5. There's silence in heaven for about half an hour. Why? All are silent in heaven. The silence increases the tension. This is the last seal. What will it say? The delay before the judgment is revealed, as we read last week in chapter 7, 1 through 3, and also as we alluded to in chapter 6 and 7. This is really, as we might call it today, the lull before the storm. You can read similar language to this in the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, 8 through 13, and Zephaniah, chapter 1, verse 7 and 12. This just means judgment is not going to be disbanded, or judgment is not going to be changed. It's just going to be delayed. But it's going to happen. They're about to act. The seven angels before God are standing and ready. They're ready to carry out whatever message he wants them to send. Each is given a trumpet, that is to sound a warning. Fourfold purpose of the trumpets is to assemble, as we read in Numbers 10:3, to move, as we read in Numbers 10:5, and it's alarm for war, to get ready for war, Numbers 10 and verse 9, and sometimes it can be for festivity, as we read also in Numbers 10 and verse number 10. The trumpet here, in this context, is used as a warning and a call to judgment. The seven seals are introducing the judgment. The seven trumpets are announcing the judgment, And the seven bowls of wrath are the judgment which is going to be poured out upon the earth. In verse 3 through 5, there's another angel, the reason for the approaching judgment, the sounding of the trumpets. The first four, the angels prepare to sound the trumpets in verse 6. The fourth four trumpets are those of natural calamity. The first trumpet is land disaster, hail and fire mixed with blood, like the plagues that were brought upon Egypt in Exodus 9 and 10. Only a third were affected. The judgment on the earth is not final. There will be some left. It's not going to be a final judgment. It is a limited judgment. That's important that we remember that, because this is not talking about final judgment. This is a judgment, but it is of limited in its scope. The second trumpet is maritime disaster. Great mountains burning with fire. Only a third are affected. The judgment is not complete again. The third trumpet is land and water, inland and water disaster. The great star fell from heaven. The name of the star is Wormwood, very bitter substance. Judgment. How long can men survive without water? And then only a third are affected. Not all. This shows the judgment is of the land and the water. But again, it is not final. And then, in verse number 12, the fourth trumpet, the abnormal functioning of the heavenly bodies. We see this also language in Isaiah 13:10 and in Joel 2, verse 10. And what it does is it produces panic. It produces wonder, but it also produces panic in those who witness it. The eagle flying in the midst of heaven is a bird of prey, according to Deuteronomy 8:28. In mid-heaven literally means at the highest point, the place where the sun reaches, at the meridian. And the three walls, because the three remaining trumpets, you know what that means? That means the worst is yet to come. Ladies and gentlemen, I want at this point for us to just do a very, very short review of what we have discussed in chapters 4 through 8 here. In chapter 4, after the address to the seven churches who this book is addressed to, who are the ones being persecuted for their faith in Christ during the time of the Roman persecution, they had some things that they needed to clean up. They had some things that they needed to repair because they weren't what God wanted them to be. At least five of the seven weren't. And then when we get to chapter number 4, remember, we talked about the throne. There's a throne scene. And this is to give great encouragement and hope and comfort to those going through the persecution to know that Rome is really not the one in charge. The one in charge is the one who sits on the throne. And that person is God. God is in control, and we should take great courage and comfort in that, and that is even so today. In chapter number 5, we see that the scroll is open, and the Lamb is now on the throne because he has been victorious. He has completed his mission on earth. He has given his life as a ransom for many, and he is now deemed worthy to open the scrolls, and he begins to open the scroll. And remember in chapter 5, verse 12, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power, riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. And at the end of chapter number 5, they're all worshiping him and honoring him for his faithfulness and his dedication to his Father and also his love for mankind in giving his life. In chapter number 6, we have the opening of the seals. And in this chapter, the opening of the seals, we saw the four riders. And each of them represent things that are going to happen when there is judgment that's going to be poured out upon the earth. We need to remember that the opening of the seals is just the opening to let them know that judgment is coming. Remember, they want to know how long. How long until God's going to avenge them? They ask this question in chapter number 6. How long the altars, the souls under the altar who have been slain for their word, for the word of God and for the holding faithful to the testimony. They want to know how long. How long till God will avenge them. Ladies and gentlemen, this has to do with what is happening in the first century and what is going to continue to happen for a period of time. This is not talking about the future. It's not talking about Iran or Iraq. It's not talking about China and the United States. Nor is it talking about Israel and Palestine. This is talking about the persecution that is ongoing, that people are living and dying, people are being suffered for their faith, and God is aware of it. And in this text, he is telling those who are asking for not vengeance, but they're asking for justice from those who have perpetrated these acts. God tells them to wait. The persecution is not complete yet, and even others are going to die, but Rome is going to be punished. She is going to meet her doom. She is going to face the wrath of God, but she's going to do it in God's time, according to God's timetable. In chapter number 7, we have the sealing of the faithful. We have the sealing of the faithful, and we have the first mention of the 144,000. Again, this is not a literal number. It is symbolic to mean a complete number. It is a number to show, and if it was literal, then it would only mean that those who are in heaven are the Jews, because the 12 tribes of Israel are noted, but there are a couple tribes that are not even mentioned. So it's not a literal naming of the Jews. It is figurative, and is talking about those who belong to God. And those who belong to God now are the Christians who have remained faithful to God, who are suffering this persecution on earth, and they're the ones that are going through the tribulation, not future tribulation, are going through it now. And again, they are assured in chapter number 7 that the Lamb is going to be victorious once again. And it says in the end of verse number 7, for the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to the living fountains of water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eye. When all the smoke clears, when it all comes to an end, those who remain faithful, they're going to be with God. And that's what they need to focus on. And then when we get to chapter number 8, we have the seventh seal being opened, and then there's a silent. There's an interlude for about a half hour. This is to tension, and they want to know what that last seal is going to mean. And that seventh seal is announcing seven angels who have seven trumpets, and they stand before God. Why? Because they are his messengers, and they are sending out a message. And notice, when we discuss chapter number 8, that everything that's done is very symbolic. This is judgment language of symbolism. And it's not final judgment, because in every one of the scenarios that we read is just a third of the sea, a third of the grass, a third of the rivers, a third of the water, and a third of the celestial bodies. Again, this is talking about a judgment, but limited in scope. This is a judgment that has a very direct application. This judgment has to do with a nation. This has to do with men and women who have been ungodly, who have persecuted God's people, who have put many martyrs to death, who are continuing their rampage against the church and against Christians, and many have died and more will die. But God is aware, God understands, God knows that it's happening. And God, through symbolism and through imagery and through signs, is giving his people and his children comfort to know that he is aware of their plight, and he is going to deal with the nation that is perpetrating this atrocity against his people, but they're going to have to trust him. They're going to have to wait on God, and they're going to have to determine if they're going to remain faithful to God. They're going to have to keep the faith. They're going to have to stay the course. If they intend to win, then they must remain faithful to God. It is up to them to determine if they want to be with God or do they want to give in and suffer the consequences. We need to remember that we need to always stay the course. God will help us if we have faith in him, and if we do the things that bring him glory and honor. Thank you for listening this morning. We bid you to continue as we continue next week in studying the book of Revelation. And we hope that you will begin to see that this book is talking about tribulation then, not tribulation to come. Have a good day. Please come and worship God with us.